It's like the studio is still very. It's like going to the dentist for me.
Really difficult for me. Does it intimidate you?
Everything is so antiseptic, you know.
Yeah, it can be. Mm. I suppose it can be. We're talking to King of the Bowery, Mr. Tom Waits, and
I beg your pardon.
did I offend thee? Said you just came from Cincinnati, right?
Uh-huh.
What'd you call it?
I was in a place called Bogart's, and it was I've played some toilets, but this joint was,
in the dumper, right?
Oh, man, it had rats, bad plumbing, bugs in the drinks. Well, I've been there before, but it seems like, oh, how the mighty have fallen. The place has gone downhill. Mm-hmm. I told him I was going to bad rap him when I got out of town.
When you were on stage, there were some strange things in the stage?
Oh, yeah, on the stage. It was a brand-new club, and it was a converted supermarket, and I just built a stage, and there were these four holes in the stage in a square. And I asked the guy what the holes are for. He says, on the weekends, we got midget wrestling here. And I said, I thought I'd seen everything.
Did they ask you to go a few rounds?
No, I was just the opening act for the midget wrestling. Because, I don't know, I killed off a lot of people on the album, and I wanted to have something on there with a little hope, you know? I got $29 where a girl gets cut up, and a hooker from Minneapolis, and she's in the joint, and, and that sweet little bullet about suicide, man, I said, geez, this is certainly in your grim area, so I wanted to have some kind of relief there, and, I just seen the movie again. You know, it was really. And my girlfriend at the time was crazy about the tune. Not everybody shows up at the same time. You always get a performance and a spirit from the cast that are working. Nowadays in Hollywood, when they do a record album, a lot of times the bass player never meets the drummer.
It's all jobbed out.
And the singer left town, and they put the strings on later and brought the cat to come down to take care of the thing, and they said, "Well, you know it. You know. Oh, I wrote all the songs in 3 weeks. I was living it.
There are a dozen songs on this album.
Oh, it's 10.
Like, you know. Yeah. I usually write
more than I record. I have a lot of stuff left over after I'm finished writing, but I wish I could put my liquor bills on the budget. I'll tell you that.
No, really, how did you, is this normal to put it, that kind of outpouring of this kind of, some of this music's really heavy.
And, I put it off and put it off and put it off.
3 weeks?
Finally, just had to sit down. I had to move out of my hotel where I was living and just got a little room somewhere where I could, you know, have some privacy and, you know, go a little crazy. I start with a lot of ideas, and I just scattered around on the floor, and then I just start organizing, you know, all of that. And so it's, you know, it's a long process, just getting ready to sit down and do it. That's where most of the work is.
Mm-hmm.
So when I say I wrote in 3 weeks, I mean, that's where I sat down with it. Up until that point, you know, it was just, you just carry all that around with you before you sit down with it. I said people get away with murder when they play
the blues.
I had referred to a Roosevelt Sykes tune called "I'm a Nut," and for 7 minutes, 12 bar blues, Roosevelt says, "I'm a nut, I'm a nut, I'm a nut."
For 7 minutes,
"I'm a nut, I'm a nut, I'm a nut," and then at the end he goes, "Boy, I gotta be a nut recording for this jive ass label," or something mumbled in the back. I'm a nut. And I says, "Boy, that sounds pretty easy." Yeah.
Who's on board here? Who's doing the organ?
Charles. I just met him. He lives on 211th Street and Central Avenue in Los Angeles.
Well, at least you know his.
And he's a real kick. Boy, I'll tell you.
You can't find it either. Well, he knows who.
No, he's Charles Kennard. You know?
He's good. That's tasty. You know, the work. You don't hear an organ like that much.
No, he's from the old school.
Really,
you
can tell. That's a
real dirty shirt player. Yeah, this is all about Philadelphia. It's a little blue tango. That's the last tune I wrote for the whole album. I just had a title in mind, Blue Valentine. I was either going to call the album Blue Valentine or White Spades. I wasn't sure. So I opted for Blue Valentine. Yeah. Something you get in the mail. Blue Valentine. I don't know. I guess you just kind of, it means something different to me, I guess. But, you got mail before,
Even though my name isn't John, yeah. Tom, I'd like to thank you for stopping by Rock 103. You don't know really how much a pleasure it was
it's been a real pleasure
talk to
being here. Well, thank you, man.
Thank you for stopping by.
Okay, right there.